This is Between the Buttons. I'm Ian Green. I'm here with my colleague Alan Carrington. We're at Ascolite in Sydney. We're here today talking to Anthony McKnight and Gary Hoban from the University of Wollongong. And Anthony, you have been doing some work, some really excellent work, explaining Indigenous Aboriginal concepts to pre-service teachers, to white fellas, basically. Yeah. What have you been doing?
Oh, having fun.
Yeah, that's good for a start. Okay. How exactly have you been having fun?
Well, we're just having fun learning from each other. First, I've got to pay my respect to country and also to Uncle Max Harrison, who gave me this gift of knowledge and to share while I'm teaching. So that's really important for me because he's my uncle and my teacher. And it was just bringing in that whole respectful relationships where we spent time getting to know each other and learning from each other. And respect was one of those first big things that we did, was respect from what their position of what respect was and from Aboriginal people's view of what respect is, and then try and act in that level of respect when we're in the classroom, the country, with each other.
So what we're talking about is values-based education, are we not? Is that what we call it? When you start talking about respect, you're talking about values.
Yeah, we are talking about values, I suppose, but I've never thought of it as values education.
Actually, I think it's much bigger than values, and I've learnt this through working with Anthony this year. It's basically a new epistemology. It's a whole new knowledge system, an Aboriginal ways of knowing that has informed our non-Aboriginal ways of thinking. So it's values, yes, but a whole lot of way of thinking, particularly in terms of interconnectedness, relationship with the land, relationships between people, and I've learnt that through working with Anthony this year.
So that whole notion, I mean, there's some very key notions you were talking about in the presentation. One of them was what you were talking about just a second ago about kind of relatedness and connectedness between people. I think the other one, Anthony, you were talking about was the importance of country. And you, for both of these ideas, you've got some very interesting ways of explaining them to the, you know, to the white fellas, for want of a better word, by really appealing to their sense of the world, by getting connected with them. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
What we try to do is get define connections between non-Indigenous and Aboriginal people, just trying to find what the connections are. And the thing that does connect us is Mother Earth, is country. So what we try to do is find out what was their special place. What did they find in their everyday life is their special place? So what we did was we got the students to try and think of something that's already a place that's already connected to their identity. There's something they strongly already identify with. And then what we did then was trying to give it a real spiritual, or not give it, it's heightened, because everyone's already got a spiritual connection. And we heightened their spiritual connection to that special place from Aboriginal ways of knowing and having a real emotional and connection to the place.
How many students are involved in this?
We 15 students in the first session and in the first subject, Aboriginal ways of knowing, and we had 7 in the second session.
So essentially it's just been a pilot study this year to see if we could link this Aboriginal ways of knowing and getting the students to make slowmations as a representation. And really it's actually, I think, a perfect example of putting the learning first and then fitting the technology to it. So they've had these deep, rich experiences through Anthony modelling an Aboriginal pedagogy, essentially, plus the experiential learning with the Indigenous elders. They choose their own special place, so there's a context there, and then they make a narrated animation or a slowmation, which is a simplified way of making an animation to represent their journey of learning through the year.
And this is part of their teacher training, right? I'm asking the dumb questions, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is a fourth-year elective subject for primary education. And as Gary was saying, one of the big things that really connected their learning was going to the sacred sites where Uncle Max Harrison took the students to the sites and showed how country talks and showed the stories from country and then, you know, shared his stories and his, you know, connections and experiences with country. So the students saw a first-hand experience, and then what they found when we interviewed them, that was one of the really major things that helped them to develop that deeper knowledge of their own special places.
So it's like they're being immersed in Aboriginal ways of knowing, which is obviously much more effective than being told in a lecture about how, you know, Aboriginal ways of knowing. So they're immersed in it, they choose their own place, and then represent that through their own narrated animation that explains it.
I don't want to sound too scientific about this, but what sort of outcomes have you got out of this? What's happening to the students?
It's not scientific. This was part of a $40,000 Universities Australia project. Yep. They're keen on the idea. They funded it as a pilot study. We've got the video modules up on the Slowmation website now. We did interviews with the students at the beginning of the subject and end of the subject, and plus have their documented experiences through a journal. And so it's been a research project. Yeah. And the evidence is clearly showing that they do think a lot more in a related type of way. I mean, it's not surprising. They've had lots of ways of experiencing that themselves. And as I said, they then get the chance to represent it in their Slowmation. And I think what's particularly interesting is we've got about nearly 18 examples. They're all very different because the students have a different special place, and they've actually personalised their journey in so many different ways. So we've got the evidence for the value of the approach.
Yeah, I was thinking along the... You've started to touch on it. I was looking for the ahas in the students.
Oh, the aha.
Aha!
That was kind of... When we first started the journey, they were kind of really confused because we didn't... They were asking us in the first lesson, okay, how are we going to do this? And we said, well, country will show you how to do this. And they were freaking out, like kind of going, what? And then when we interviewed them the second set of interviews, they went, now we understand why Anthony couldn't tell us what was going to happen, because we had to learn it ourselves. We had to experience it ourselves. And then we could share it through the Slowmation animation of what we learnt. So it was, they were saying how personal it was, and how when they're on country at the sacred sites, or when they went back to their special place, it just kind of, they went, that knowledge from uncle and from country just hit them, and they just go, oh, wow. And they just saw that connection. And one of the other students realised that her special place was also probably very special to Aboriginal people. And that whole concept of that sacredness of country started coming through. So her aha moment was when she was on country, on her special place, and she's there going, Aboriginal people would think this would be special too, like sacred, like those sacred sites. And she just, that's when her aha moment happened.
And did any of them start saying how I've now changed?
Well, I can give you an example. Because once at the end of the elective, once when the students had made their Slowmations and were actually showing them to the rest of the class, it was very emotional.
Yes.
We had quite a few, including some of the boys, were crying.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because of the emotionality represented in the Slowmation. It's their thing. And you can see, I think, that Anthony's modelled a pedagogy of storytelling. So his pedagogy was, correct me if I'm wrong, but how Aboriginals learn in their own communities in traditional ways. So modelling storytelling, they developed their own story, then they told their own story through the Slowmation.
And it's interesting, as a member of the audience in the presentation there, watching these slow motion, I think you showed one example of the slow motion, it's not like they're particularly serious, somber stories. I mean, they're full of kind of spirituality and felt emotion, but the animations are fairly simple in many ways, aren't they? And you get a huge amount of power out of these very simply, starkly told stories. I think you were trying to tell us that the other day when we interviewed you about slow motion the first time.
I mean,
but you can say it again.
Oh, thank
tell
you
us
very
again.
Much. Well, it's, you know, the point of it is the animation is, the approach as we've developed it is very simple, because the key part is what they're trying to represent, whether it's science knowledge or maths knowledge or Aboriginal ways of knowing. And similar to digital storytelling, the key part there is the narration. And I think not all of them are narrated, but narration's the key part, and it drives the structure.
Mm.
And yes, the simplicity of it is good because it allows the message to come through.
We're going to wrap up in a second, but I just want one other thing. As students, they have all these ahas. Now, have you got any feedback as when they've gone back as teachers and implementing this in their teaching? It's maybe too early for
that.
No,
we've got We've had, and it's only kind of feedback in after they went on their last internship, their last experience or PECS experience at Wollongong, professional experience. And when they came back, one of the students said that they tried it out in their PECS and they just said it worked really well. The kids got into it, they enjoyed it. And from them too, it was a lot simpler than what they thought, that, you know, as from a teaching perspective, to set up and to experience, and they thoroughly enjoyed it.
And what's in the future for this project? Are you continuing this project? What's happening now?
The big one is we were getting the students. I said they want part of the simplicity and accessibility of the approach is that they use their own technology always. Mm. So they bring in their own digital still cameras and they use whatever software is on their computer. Now, if you use a digital still camera, which we often take looking down at the models because they're made flat essentially and they don't have to stand up and then you can use all sorts of things. They've had to use a tripod essentially, but we've been experimenting with the use of mobile phones for taking photos and they're very powerful. I mean, even my little mobile phone can take 22,000 shots and you only need low-res photos, okay? Mm. But you can actually, because you can actually hold them in an extended hand and easily take the photos. And the next step for us is to use an app to actually make the slow motions on a mobile phone. And we're aware of a couple, but we just want to get the right frame speed. So I think within 12 months, students, whoever's got an iPhone, will be making their slow motions from start to finish on a phone.
And we'll keep connecting, trying to get students to connect and be one with country and to have that respectful relationship. So hopefully when they become educators or the students become the high-flying, people in our society that they respect, they think twice about cutting down a tree or desecrating a sacred place, because all what we walk on is sacred.
It sounds wonderful, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future about this. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks, Gary. This is Between the Buttons.